And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars. Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the producer of Tex Mars' radio program, Power of Prophecy. This week, Tex was a guest on Jeff Rentz's radio show speaking about a tremendously important subject, censorship. As some of you already know, Tex's new book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, was banned by Amazon. This cowardly act was meant to keep people from knowing the truth about what the rabbis teach in their synagogues and what is written in their Talmud. Here is Tex Mars and Jeff Rentz speaking on the topic, Amazon bans Tex Mars' book, Holy Serpent of the Jews.
Tex Mars is back tonight a week earlier than his normal monthly visit, and we have some very important issues to talk about. And those issues revolve around the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Oh, you there, Tex?
Yes, I am, Jeff.
Oh, okay,
glad to be
good.
With you.
We're talking about the First Amendment here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're also talking about 1984, but beyond that, we're talking about censorship that is happening right now, right in this real world in real time, and it's getting to be very ugly, and it's getting to be something that we need to talk about, and Tex wanted to come on tonight, and I said, absolutely, let's get into this, because people don't know, they're not going to find out about this on CNN or MSNBC, for God's sakes. It'll be hushed up. So welcome back, friend, and tell us what's going on.
What is happening right now is I've been banned by Amazon. Amazon, the world's largest book distributor, sent us an email this week and told us that one of my newest books, and you know, I've written over, 63 books, I think now.
Wow, congratulations, Tex. That's amazing. What an output.
Well, I love to write, I write books that other people just don't want to touch. They're afraid of these things for fear of the Jews, frankly. My last four or five books have been about the Jews in various aspects. And this is an area of research that is very rarely done, and I guess I have found out why. Because most of my books are bestsellers at Amazon. Now let me tell you the title, because right away people are going to go, ooh, that title. Well, the cover is very fascinating too, the whole cover. The title is this banned book. Now think of it. Now they like
banned.
To brag. I have quotes from Amazon where they said they do not ban books. They don't believe in that. They believe in a free market of ideas. Let the ideas stand or fall on their own.
That's please.
Mr. Bezos, the fifth richest man in the world. He's got billions. That's what he claims.
Yeah.
Now, this book is entitled Holy Serpent of the Jews.
I got it in my right hand. That's right here.
Okay. And the subtitle, as you can see, Jeff, is The Rabbi's Secret Plan for Satan to Crush Their Enemies and Vault the Jews to Global Dominion. Now, that's what I say, a person who buys this book, and it's only $20, it's over 200 pages, if they buy this book, that's what I will reveal to them inside it.
Now, this is one of the most important books you've ever done, by the way.
Thank you very much. And I really worked hard on this one, because I said to myself, you know, I've never had a book banned. A lot of bookstores have, a lot of book chains, a lot of radio shows wouldn't have me on because of my books. But I've never been banned by Amazon, because, you know, I tell the truth in these books. You can't deny it. And this book, I purposely designed it. I said to myself, Tex, this is going to be so incredible, so unbelievable, this expose of Judaism. I want to tell people what Judaism is really all about. And so I better go to the top rabbis in the world, dead and alive.
Yeah.
These are some of the most famous rabbis in the world.
Right.
And I want to know what they're saying about their religion and their plans. This is so sure, I've got some commentary in the book, but mostly it's about the rabbis' secret plan for Satan to crush their enemies and vault the Jews to global dominion. Now, where did I get this information? I got it from Jewish books, of course, best-selling books. I got it from Jewish online programs by top Jews, such as at the Kabbalah Center, of Kabbalah in Los Angeles, California, the same people who taught Madonna and Britney Spears and all these people.
Right.
But I went to the Jews' rabbis themselves, and I said, what does the Kabbalah teach about Judaism? What does the Babylonian Talmud, which is their most holy book, it's not the Old Testament now, their most holy book is the Talmud. What does it say about future events? What does it say about the Jews and their thinking about Gentiles? What are they planning to do to us if they win dominion? And they are planning to win dominion, by the way. They've definitely got a plan, and they're working it very hard. So I said, well, I want to reveal that. Now, I've gone, you know, I'm 72 years old, Jeff. Let me just admit it. I'm 72. And for 50 years, I've been studying issues like this.
Uh-huh.
And I have gone to thousands of bookstores, I'm sure, across this country, Christian bookstores,
uh-huh.
because I've had three number one Christian best-selling books. So, you know, I'm not a slouch in the book department.
No.
Three best-selling books, number one best-selling books.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've gone in those, I've gone over to the religions, comparative religion sections. And, of course, I've gone in B. Dalton books when it was still there and all these other bookstores, Barnes & Noble and such. And I've always looked for books on Judaism. I wanted to know what they said. And none of them told the truth, and there's no Christian. I can talk to 1,000 pastors and say, Pastor, it can be Baptist, Episcopal, it doesn't matter. Pastor, tell me what the Jews believe in Judaism. And he will usually say something like, they believe in the Old Testament. You know, we Christians have added the New Testament, but they believe in, you know, God, the God of the Old Testament. I said, really? How about the Talmud? Do they believe in that too? And they go, I don't know anything about that. Never heard of it. And it's interesting that the Talmud, the Jews say over and over again, the top rabbis say, the most important book for us, actually it's a series, it's about, depending on the edition, it's, you know, 36 to 60 books.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, and these rabbis, they spend their entire lives studying the Talmud every day, day in and day out. And it's all these books, and they specialize in the Talmud. And the Talmud tells you everything you want to know about Jesus, by the way. What the Jews think about Jesus, what they think about Mary, what they believe are going to happen to the Gentiles, what happened to Jesus. Everything is in the Talmud. This is their guide for daily. In fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, she said, one book is my daily guide for living, the Babylonian Talmud.
Really? Ginsburg?
Sure.
Our Supreme Court Justice. What a book to live your life predicated upon. My God. No, thanks.
All of these people do. Herman Wolf, who wrote The Winds of War.
Yeah, Herman Wolf.
All those movies, came out, The Winds of War and such, with Robert Mitchum and so forth. He said this is the lifeblood of the Judaism religion. So, you know, I wanted to know, what does the Talmud teach? What are they learning in synagogues? You know, I didn't want to see some stale old thing written by some guy who didn't even know. I wanted to know from the rabbis themselves, because this is what the Jews are getting. So I wrote this book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, because let me tell your audience right now, I discovered something incredible. I discovered that the basis of the Judaism religion is their worship of the serpent. They believe the serpent is holy. They believe that Adam and Eve did the right thing in eating of the fruit in the garden.
Huh.
It set man on a path to godhood, and they believe that they are going to be the ones to take advantage of that. They are being elevated to godhood, but only them, because all Gentiles are inferior like beasts. We're like insects to them, okay?
Right.
So they are divine beings on earth, and that's why they can kill the Palestinians without compunction.
No compunction.
They can do horrible, dreadful things without compunction.
Well, they take the Kol Nidre, too, and that gives them another ticket, doesn't it?
That's right. The Kol Nidre is in the Talmud, and it allows them once per year to take an oath in their synagogues. And the Jewish men do this. They take this oath of the Kol Nidre, and what the Kol Nidre does, it says, every oath you've taken this year, or that you're going to take, that is, you don't mean it. You can tell the Gentiles.
You can lie, and you're excused in advance.
In advance. You know, there's all the contracts you go into with the Christian businessmen. You know, you can break those contracts. It's not only legal, it's godly to do that. Now, there's one very interesting, there's many. For example, it talks about a rabbi who had sex with every prostitute on earth. And it says he was a most holy man.
I don't think
that's most holy.
No.
He went, and it also says in the Talmud, for example, if you're going to have sex with another woman other than your wife, then go to another town. Don't do it in your own town. Go to another town where people cannot recognize you and won't know you. You can freely do it with the other woman.
That's right. That makes it okay. These are amazing.
Yeah, it does.
What amazing people. What amazing people.
Yeah. And of course, if you have sex with a shiksa, that's a Gentile woman, that's really like having sex with a beast. That's really not intercourse. You haven't violated the law on that.
That's how they use women. They use women like Kleenex. They just throw them away because they're just garbage.
Now, I have a lot of these shibboleths or their laws inside Holy Serpent of the Jews. But the main thing that I do, I actually have a picture from an online Jewish site, one of the most well-recognized Jewish sites in the world. And by the way, they teach a lot of these things on site. You can go on, you want to learn about Judaism, the real Judaism, you have to go to their websites. It's strange that most Gentiles don't do that. But if you do, you will find these kind of things. For example, I was surfing, and there was a website with a Jewish rabbi teaching, sitting at his desk. And as he sat there, Jeff, he rocked back and forth. And he's making these strange sounds. And he was speaking in Hebrew, and he was really going at it.
Yeah.
You know, he was really being very rhythmic.
Was he rocking like they do in front of the Wailing Wall?
That's right. Like, you've seen these little black outfitted rabbis in front of the Wailing Wall, and they're rocking back and forth.
And ladies and gentlemen, what you're going to hear may be new to some of you, but it's the truth, and I hope you never forget it. We've all seen the Jews in their little hats and little black coats and their beards and so forth, and with the scripture open, and they're standing in front of the Wailing Wall, and they're bowing, they're basically bowing their head and standing up straight, bowing their head, standing up straight, over and over, very rapidly. All right, tell them what's going on, Tex.
Well, they're having mental sex. That's all you could really call it. Mental sex with the Jewish goddess. Now, this shocks people because they say, what? Yes, the man is literally having mental sex with the goddess. Now, most people say, well, I didn't know that the Jews worship a goddess. I thought they only had, you know, the most high God, you know, Jehovah. I thought that's all they had. No. You don't know the Talmud. You don't really know the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah has at least 10 gods and goddesses.
They got a pantheon of them, a bunch.
They do, and they have two goddesses and two gods.
Mm-hmm.
So if one doesn't give you what you want, you can go to another one. But there's even, listen to this, I'm gonna tell people right now, you may not believe this, but there is a penis god. And
well,
this penis god, that's right, there's a penis god, and he's constantly trying to have, he's pestering the princess. There's a lower Jewish goddess named Malkuth, and there's a higher Jewish goddess named Bina. And he won't, you know, he'll have sex with one time, sex with the other. And now, when a Jewish man has sex, well, let's give him a break. Let's say he has it with his wife. He imagines himself as having sex with the goddess, one of the goddesses, okay? Because he believes that he is generating, with sexual power, he is literally recreating the world. Every time a Jewish man has sex, he imagines he is actually having sex with the goddess. And this goddess, Malkuth particularly, recreates the world with her generative energy. Okay, it's a sex cult. It's the biggest, sex cult in the world.
Absolutely. God.
In fact, I found a video out, a very popular video, a new video, entitled, Sperm. Sperm, S-P-E-R-M. And a Jew
is that another god by any chance?
Well, he does talk about the Kabbalah and so forth, but this Jewish guy, by the way, he did this video for his son. He says he wants to talk to his son about
sex.
What
a great dad. Great father. Yeah, okay.
He is. And he says, you know, many Jews will, of course, benefit from this. And it's the official story of divine sex. He says the Jewish sperm is unique. It is divine. Only it is divine. And so, you know, there's all this stuff, just nonsense stuff that the Jews believe in.
People don't know. And Tex, what you've done in this book and what you've done in many other books is tell people the truth. This book is called Holy Serpent of the Jews. And I would ask all of our Jewish listeners to get the book as well and read it. And if you find fault with it, let Tex know. If you find fault in it, you're going to be actually questioning the actual statements and positions and preachings of some of the highest ranking members of the Jewish religion. That's what the book is full of.
That's right. It is the most famous in the whole world. From Italy, from Israel, all over the world, I quote these rabbis. And by the way, on the front cover, there's a Jewish six-pointed star, and there's a serpent. And the serpent, it seems there's a infant coming out of the serpent's mouth. That's
going
my
in.
Front cover.
It looks like it's going in, but whatever. What's going on with that?
Well, now that's true, because I do mention it could be going in or out, but that's another story that I explained in the book. That is the holy serpent of the Jews. They call it the sacred serpent or the holy serpent.
Right.
They say, these rabbis say, that the serpent is their companion. It is their friend. Mm-hmm. The Talmud says on the Sabbath, one can conjure up serpents to go and to destroy your enemies. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they literally believe in serpent worship. But they believe this serpent is actually, they use numerology, supposedly in the Kabbalah, to prove that the serpent is their, now get this, Messiah. Now they've rejected Jesus, but they have a Messiah. It is the serpent. Now, where does this serpent come from? We know it, you know, as in Genesis there, mm-hmm. Adam and Eve. We know that Jesus talks about the Jews literally believing in the serpent, and actually Jesus does say that. And I quote Jesus in this book as well. You see, I thought it was just something that Jesus said, you know, hyperbole. He was just sort of denouncing them, but he was telling the truth. And he told the Jews, you have for your God, not the God of the Old Testament, but you have a man-made God. And you have for your religion the tradition that is of elders, he says,
right.
The old rabbis. That's what you have for your religion. He said, if you believed in Abraham, you would believe in me. But you don't believe in Abraham. And so they don't. They don't. Listen, the Jews kill all the prophets. And that's what Jesus said. You're the ones who killed your own prophets.
Yeah.
And I send you holy men. I send you prophets. And you kill them. So this is what Jesus said of the Jews. Mm-hmm. Now, I quote Jesus to pastors, and they look at me blankly. They say, I've never seen that in the Bible. And I said, well, here, let me show it to you. Well, I couldn't preach that. I mean, you know, man, I defend my audience. And they're all a bunch of Zionist freaks.
Yeah.
They don't want to even tell people what Jesus says.
No, it's true. Totally.
And Jeff,
right.
And Jeff, that's what you don't have to believe like I do, but I do just simply. I'm just a simple Bible teacher, and I go with the Bible. And these people, they don't appreciate the Bible. In fact, they say it's a waste of time, really, to read the Bible. The rabbis say, read instead the Talmud. That's where you have this spiritual power.
Wow.
So it's an incredible holy serpent of the Jews. They worship the serpent, not a god. By the way, when we come back, I'd like to talk to people about the fact they do not pray to God. They do not. Jews don't believe you can pray to God.
Everything Tex is telling you is in the book, and then some. He's got so many wonderful books. They tell the truth. Talking with Tex Morris about his book, Holy Serpent of the Jews. Let's buck this Amazon.com censorship and push this book up to the top. It really is a book that all of you who care about the world around us and how it operates should be familiar with. You've got to understand your enemy. And I'm, by saying your enemy, I'm not saying that all Jewish Americans or all Jews are our enemy. But there are a lot of them that are in the business of subjugating you, bleeding you, and keeping you in utter financial bondage to them and their games. All right? You know who I'm talking about. It's a fact. If they were Hindus or Irishmen, I'd say the same thing. It just happens in this case that this is all being... Well, it all emanates from 0.37% of the world population. Think about it. Go ahead, Tex.
Well, you know, Jeff, Amazon probably has, I think I read somewhere, had 7 million books. 7 million
books.
Yeah, they're
going to cancel this and put it on the
yeah,
list.
Huh? Mine's the only religious one that I know of. Now, I'll tell you, Jeff Bezos is the owner.
Yeah.
He's the fifth richest man in the world.
Yeah.
He also owns the newspaper that Donald Trump says is the enemy of the people,
yeah.
Washington Post, the lying newspaper.
Yeah.
So you can see he's trying to destroy Trump. But here's the thing on this book. They sent me a simple email. They told me that my book did not meet their, quote, content guidelines. Well, I can't really find any content guidelines, but I know they've got books on torture, on incest.
Oh, on rape, I mean, on murder, you name it. They've got it, of course.
Exactly. I mean, they've got the most horrible books in the world. You know, you can get a book on almost any subject you want, but you're not going to find the Holy Serpent of the Jews.
No, that tells you the story. I mean, this book is, it's too close to the truth. This is the game. That's what they do.
Exactly. Now, I knew something was afoot because the World Jewish Congress and also the Holocaust Museum over in Israel both complained about my book. Now, all they said was that Tex Morris is a notorious anti-Semite, and they told I'm a notorious anti-Semite, says the World Jewish Congress. And they said that, you know, they asked Amazon to take my book off their list. Now, Amazon didn't. Here's the problem with it. You know, Amazon probably sells, I guess, 80 or 90% of all the books in America.
Uh-huh.
And when a person goes in and types in Holy Serpent of the Jews, they get no such book. There's no listing at all. They don't even tell you that they banned the book, that they censored it. And I was thinking
pretty
about
cowardly,
this,
Tex. Pretty
it is.
Damn
it
cowardly.
Is. Yeah. It is cowardly. They don't even tell people why. Why don't they tell people? This book it tells untruths. It's because they know it's true, and they don't want people to know the truth. And this is the amazing thing to me. They are banning their own rabbis.
Isn't that funny?
But on the other hand, the Talmud says that if a rabbi reveals the religion of the Jews to Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
then he is worthy of death. Wow. Worthy of death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose it's pretty heavy on the rabbis. So, but they must hate a person who actually goes out and does research. But, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I want you to turn to page 19, Jeff.
Right.
I actually have a picture there showing the 10 main gods and goddesses Now, you know, the Jews love to torment Christians and say, oh, you believe in three gods, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Ha, 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 we just have one in Judaism. That is a lie. That is not true. Here is, are there 10 gods? You can see them. And by the way, this picture, this, you know, this serpent, mm-hmm. and there are 10 gods and goddesses. Mm-hmm. This came from the Jewish Kabbalah, the Book of Zohar. So this is from the official teachings of the Kabbalah, which is a huge bestseller in all, well, it's in all the occult bookstores, all in all the Judaism bookstores.
It's actually becoming more popular, I think, Tex. It's kind of become the trendy book to read. Yeah,
it is. Think about this, Jeff. This is what where Madonna learned about Judaism from the Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the Kabbalah Center. By the way, the head of that, Mr. Rabbi Leitman, I quote him. He also praises the Holy Serpent. But I thought so. So this is what Britney Spears, Madonna, all these women. Now get this. Who sing and dance with snakes. You seen those pictures of Britney?
Oh, yeah, Britney Spears, sure, of course.
Holding up the huge serpent.
Yeah, yeah.
You seen Madonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why they're taught that the serpent is going to give them power, mm-hmm. great power, mm-hmm. to overcome their enemies. So now here is the serpent. This is from the Kabbalah. I didn't make it this drawing. I just took it direct. And it shows these 10 gods and goddesses. And notice that the one at the bottom is Malkuth. That's the goddess who's like the princess. And most, many of the men, I should say, at least many, not maybe most, have sex with her in their minds. She's the one they're doing their body contortions as they face the wailing wall. Or, you know, maybe they're preaching in the synagogue. And right above her is a god called Yesod, Y-E-S-O-D. That is the penis god,
mm-hmm.
that loves to have sex with this goddess, mm-hmm. to generate the power that runs the world. In fact, that's how they created the world. They had sex together.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? Now,
Malkuth.
Now, this actually comes from Milcom.
Mm-hmm.
This is the ancient god. Malkuth is the god known as Milcom. She was the great goddess of the ancients. The one that Solomon, he brought in the Asherah poles,
mm-hmm.
and made God very angry by bringing these false religions. And this is she. Here she is. So they still worship her. In Judaism. But this is the tree of life, supposedly, for the Jews. You've heard of that saying.
And yeah.
It's interesting. I've actually seen Baptist pastors, and they were announcing they were going to be teaching on the tree of life.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, my goodness, surely they're not preaching on this. Well, they sort of, you know, take the serpent out, and they sort of make it, sort of sanitize it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hear of the tree of life, this is the official tree of life of the Jews. And notice the serpent, he goes from bottom to the top. Now, I was reading the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Uh-huh.
As you know, the Jews say that's a forgery. That's not true. That book is made up.
Yeah, I know. It just happens to tell the truth, but it's a forgery. Okay.
Now, there's a section in that nobody but the Jews would know. There's a section in there about the Holy Serpent.
Hmm.
And it says in the Protocols of Zion that our Holy Serpent, our sacred serpent, will go from nation to nation conquering until he has conquered the whole world for the Jews. And then, you know, in the Bible there's something that's symbolical that talks about Jesus.
Hmm.
And it says there will be a great supper of a banquet of the Lamb of God. So it's like all the Christians are going to be there for this great supper, right? And so, you know, it's a symbolic thing.
I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We'll be right back after this brief message. Holy Serpent of the Jews, please order this book. I want you to order as many copies as you can afford. It's not because I want to have a best-selling book. It has nothing to do with that. I don't write books
because I've got some kind of algorithm or some kind of formula that tells me how many copies they're going to sell. I write them to help God do his mission on earth. Now, if I didn't do them, somebody else would. He's going to give somebody else a blessing. I want a blessing. So I write this book. That's why I write it. And in fact, while I was writing it, I got blessed. And when I chose the cover, you know, and I had some helpers to help me choose this cover. I said, boy, this is great. Let's go with this. I was blessed. Every page I wrote, I was blessed. And even when I was editing it, I was blessed. And by the time I finished this book, you talk about a blessing. I had a great blessing. Not because I exposed the Jews and their false religion. The fact that Jesus said to the Jews, ye serpents, you generation of vipers. That's how Jesus talked to the Jews. That's what he accused them of. After I've studied it, I realized why he said what he did. I've always wondered about that, my friends. Why did Jesus call them serpents? Why did he call them vipers? Why did he say their religion was a man-made tradition? Did you get that, friends? He didn't say Judaism is of God, but there's just a few little things you need to change. He said your whole religion is of man-made traditions. And then he went on to tell us that they're liars and blasphemers, and he called their synagogues the synagogue of Satan. Now think about that. Why would Jesus do that? Isn't he overly harsh? Isn't he overly critical? Isn't he judgmental? No, he tells the truth. That's when I cried out. I said, well, wait. God, you said they're serpents. Jesus, you said they're vipers. You said they're synagogue of Satan. Who is Satan? He's the serpent. They're of the serpent. I thought it was just a homily. I thought he was just, you know, using hyperbole. I thought he was just speaking words. Well, they are words. My friend, what comes out of your mouth is very powerful. Please understand this. When you speak on a spiritual subject, when a person says, for example, I don't believe in God, they're saying something powerful. It would be better that they not say that. And if you say things about God that are just sort of a compromise and halfway truth, God said it would be better for you to be all the way in or all the way out. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but because you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. So Jesus was not lukewarm here. When he overthrew the money changer's temple, he wasn't lukewarm. Oh, that was mean of him. That was cruel. I mean, to overthrow their temples. Why didn't he just talk to them? Why didn't he just compromise with them? Why didn't he make a deal with them? That's a big one now, you know, make a deal. Why didn't he compromise with them? Why didn't he have a contract with them? Say, you know, let's all work together. Can't we just all get along? No, Jesus said, you're a bunch of serpents. You're a bunch of vipers. Your father is the devil. That's what Jesus said. And your synagogue is of Satan. Boy, are any of you in a church of Satan? Oh, no, that's Anton LaVey. He founded that back in 1966. And I know about that church of Satan. And I read in the paper recently that they got the Baphomet statue of the goat god and put it out there. And, oh, I'm not into that stuff. Well, listen to me just a minute. You could be. You could be in a church that says they're of Christ, Jesus. But Jesus says many in that great day that's coming, great day of judgment, will say, look at all the things I did in your name, Jesus. But he'll say, I never knew you. I never knew you. Don't you think there's going to be a great surprise? I mean, there's going to be shriveling. There's going to be people that are just aghast. They're going to be shocked and stunned to think that he never knew them. Now, the rabbis were evil, so evil that they crucified Jesus 2,000 years ago. We discover today, though, they're more evil than ever. They've had 2,000 more years to plot, to plan, to scheme, to con us, to manipulate the world, and they're doing it. They slanderously call Jesus a bastard, a sorcerer in their Talmud. Worse than that is their code of hell. They have a code of hell with its deranged Kabbalistic doctrines, and this book tears the veil off. There's a pious veneer of Judaism. They think that they are deceiving you. But Jesus says, you are like whited sepulchers. What is that? That's coffins. They used to paint the coffins white, the sepulchers, the containers of bodies, dead bodies. You paint them white, but inside they're dead bones, and they're full of corruption and uncleanness. That's what the Jewish religion is. It's unclean. It's corrupt. They profess Satan, the holy serpent, as their Messiah. They say he is, quote, now this is in the Kabbalah, quote, he's the fountainhead, the root, and the essence of God's revelatory light. We have journeyed to the center of the world, says Rabbi Box, and ended up in the belly of the serpent. Where are you, my friends, in this serpent? Are you in his belly too? They're obscene. They have an incredible destiny, but it's not a pleasant one. You'll never read another book like this one. I don't know whether they're going to kill me, or maybe the authorities will come and close down this ministry. I don't know, because I say on the very back cover of this that I'm exposing the most colossal devil religion ever. This is the most colossal devil religion ever. It portrays itself as something holy and good and pious, but inside it's the whited sepulchers. It's dead bones, bones of dead men, unclean, corruption. It's what Jesus said. You'll find horror and deceit in Judaism, and you'll be absolutely shocked. I was. You know, for years I tried to say, no, this can't be so. No. Tex, okay, so they're an evil religion, but they don't actually worship the serpent himself. Many Jews don't even know they worship the serpent. They pray to Leviathan. Oh. Dr. Israel Shahak wrote a book about Jewish history and religion. We offered that book through the ministry for many years. Who is Dr. Israel Shahak? He's professor at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Professor, a brilliant man. He wrote about the Jewish religion. He says, Gentiles do not understand that we are not monotheistic. We believe in more than one God. Now, he himself rejected Judaism because he knew what it was. But here he was one of the greatest scholars of all time. Israel Shahak. You can read about him. Look him up on Wikipedia if you'd like. In one particular book, he says, when Jews pray, we pray to one of many gods and goddesses. And when we have sex, we yoke ourselves with a certain goddess or god. We pray to her, the divine Shekinah, when we're having sex. And he said, if we don't get what we want from one god, we'll go to another god. And one day we will pray to Satan himself, and the next day we'll pray to some other deity. Now, did you hear what I just said? The Jews constantly pray to Satan himself. If they're not doing good in the business world, they might want to pray to Satan. Satan, help me. I want to be rich. Help me get rich. Yes, Satan. But the next day, they're praying to another deity. If they want to have sex with some woman, they pray to that deity. It's just like the ancient Babylonians did, friends. This is where it comes from. Ancient Egypt, ancient Babylon. They believe in their Kabbalah that the number 666 is a holy number. It's a great number. It's a wonderful number. Rabbi Moses Hesod writes in the Kabbalah that the number 666 contains messianic potential. Oh, yes. That's the number of their Messiah. Who is their Messiah? Well, that would be Satan. They say Leviathan, the serpent, is their Messiah. But really, he acts as Messiah to bring them to fullness. Because the man who is of a conscious nature becomes God himself. And they say there will come a great day called the Day of Purification. Have you ever heard of that, my friends? To purify means to cleanse something. This is that great day when ethnic cleansing will overtake the whole world. Satan will be in charge, and he will cleanse the whole world of the riffraff. That means you and me. The Day of Purification. Oh, many, many millions of people will be purged, will be purified. And the Jews will be exalted, and they will have a great banquet. Now, you know about the banquet of the Lamb, don't you? The banquet of the Lamb, the book of Revelation. Oh, my, that's a mighty time when we're all called up yonder, and we have this magnificent meal, the meal, the banquet of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Well, the Jews say, we're going to have our own banquet, and we're going to serve up meat, the meat of the serpent, Leviathan. We'll have a banquet and honor the fact that we're eating the serpent and we become the serpent. Oh, get that? When they eat the serpent, they will become the serpent. The occultists believe when they kill somebody, sacrifice him, his spirit goes into them. Remember when the man who shot John Lennon in New York City, they believed that his spirit was coming on them. That's why they shot him. Please, this book, It's just $20. I'll order as many copies as you. This book must get out to people. And I want it to get to Jews. Oh, they'll get mad at me. They'll be angry at me. But I explain where their destination is, where your destiny is. You're going to hell. You have the most colossal devil religion ever. It's going to take you straight to hell. You'll see for the first time, my friends, that the religion of Jesus Christ, the new covenant of Jesus Christ, totally refutes the covenant of the Jews, which, by the way, they don't even practice anyway. They don't believe in the old covenant. They don't do anything about it. Nothing. They have another religion, the religion of hell, of the serpent. They believe in the holy serpent of the Jews. They want a world religion, a world economy, a world government, and they want to lead it. But I first want to tell you how to get this book. I just got sort of overtaken there. Just thinking about this whole subject, it actually makes me sad. It makes me so sad. But I'm afraid that millions of Christians have been seduced and drawn into this Judaic religion, and they are Judaizers. And Paul said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, that they're into witchcraft. He says, who has bewitched you that you would step aside from where you learned early in Jesus Christ and go back to Judaism? Friends, don't do that. Don't go into this Messianic Judaism stuff. It's evil. It's patently evil. And if you're in it right now, who has bewitched you? $20 at $5 shipping and handling. Call us toll free 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Or write to us, Power of Prophecy, or text Mars, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can also go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. Bingo is right in front of you. And just order using your PayPal or your charge card. $20 at $5 shipping and handling. It's the only book like it in the entire world. Now let me tell you why there's not many books by rabbis like this. Because in the Talmud, it says that any Jew who teaches a Gentile of the Talmud is worthy of death. That's it. They're going to be killed. They're worthy of death just to teach you the meaning of the Talmud. You see, they're trying to keep it from everybody. I mean, what does Christianity teach about the New Testament? The whole Bible. Christianity says, go forth. Jesus says, and teach the whole world. Teach every nation on earth about the gospel of the kingdom. Think about that. Go forth in all the world. That's in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus had gone to the whole world and preached the kingdom of God. But the Jews say, don't teach the Gentiles about the Talmud. If you do, your penalty will be death. Oh my. They want to keep it from you. They want to hide it from you. It is so hideous. It is so monstrous to think about it. About the holy serpent of the Jews. Who can worship the serpent? Who can make it their companion, their friend, their Messiah? Only the Jews, only the ones who crucified our Lord Jesus, who Paul said are contrary to all men. That's why they've been thrown out of country after country. Paul said they're contrary to all men. Let's return now to our program.
But now the Jews, they must have liked that. That's in the book of Revelation. And they copied that. So they say, we're going to have a great banquet or feast of the serpent. Ah, see, because Jesus is Messiah for Christians, but theirs is the serpent. And we're going to actually eat the serpent. We're going to serve the serpent. Now, in the occult world, they believe if you sacrifice a human being or whatever, you must eat the flesh.
I see.
And that gives you great power, you see. And so they believe that they're gaining the power of the serpent, and they're becoming divine beings by eating of the serpent. So it's a very sick kind of religion. But here is this serpent. Imagine here you are studying this religion. You're a Jew, and you learn all about the serpent and how he's gone. See, he's gone through all these gods and goddesses, and there he is at the top, Kether. The uppermost god is Kether, meaning the crown. This serpent, of course, is the crowned serpent. So this is what they believe, that the serpent is to be crowned. He is their Messiah. Now, it's interesting that not only did I discover this by seeing these kinds of pictures and their descriptions in these various Kabbalah books, but I also read the works of one of the greatest scholars of Israel history. His name is Israel Shahak.
Yeah. I have one of his books, Shahak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, he wrote a number of great books. He died just a few years ago. He was a professor at Hebrew University.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an Israeli. And he talks all about, now he's not a great fan of Judaism, but he describes it. He wants Christians particularly to know what Judaism really is. And he says, Jews lie all the time about our religion to Gentiles, but I'm going to tell you what it's all about. So here this Professor Shahak, in his book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion, which I have a copy of, we offered it through the ministry for a while,
mm-hmm.
he says that when Jews pray, they cannot use the name of God. And I have verified this. Jews do not pray to God because they don't believe in our God. They don't believe in the God of the Old Testament. Their God is named, they give him a name, Ein Sof. Ein Sof. It's the eye, the all-seeing eye. That's what Ein means.
Mm-hmm.
And Sof means to not know, to not be able to figure out. This God, their great God, the Ein Sof, is inscrutable. He's ineffable. You cannot know him. And you know, when the Jews write his name, they write G-D.
Yeah, I've seen that. Just, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because they say, you cannot say the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
His name is lost to us. But we call him Ein Sof, the unknowable eye of God. But we cannot, we don't really know his name. It's lost, except to the greatest of rabbis.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I wanted to know who these great rabbis were. And what they said. Now, they said you cannot talk to him. But what he has done, Ein Sof, here's what the Jews believe. They believe that in order for men to communicate with the deity, that Ein Sof created these divine sparks. In other words, he emitted from his own, you might say, his person, these sparks of divinity. And
right.
These are these circles, and there's 10 of them. There's many more. And one of the gods of the Jewish pantheon is Satan. Because the Jews believe if they don't know God's name and they cannot pray to him,
mm-hmm.
some of them say, well, I'll pray to Satan. He'll give me what I want. And that's where Shahak explains that many of the Jews do pray to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that Satan gives them things. Satan is not a creature like we think of him as. We think of him as literally the serpent. But they say, no, Satan is designed to be a friend of God's, and he's an errand boy for God. So we can pray to him, and he can give us things also. So think about these Jews, a very devout, religious, Jewish, Orthodox believer praying to Satan. And if he's not praying to Satan, maybe he's praying to Malkuth,
mm-hmm.
or to Bina,
mm-hmm.
or to Hokmah, or one of these other gods and goddesses.
Mm.
So these are just incredible things, but what I wanted to do was show this holy serpent and where he's really taught. And they believe that one day the serpent will make each Jew a god on earth. He will resurrect all the dead Jews.
You're going to be crowded around here. Yeah.
I suppose so. And they will all be divine beings. Now, the serpent will make them the conqueror of all of the Gentiles.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Gentiles, they are inferior creatures. They're made only to serve the Jews. All of their property will be taken from them by the serpent or his powers on earth, you know, his agents, the Jews, and they will be given to the Jews. They will be very, very rich. And then they will be given a choice. Every Gentile will be given a choice. You can serve us. You can be our servant, our
uh-huh.
slaves,
uh-huh.
or you will die. We will behead you. And it's just like,
I heard that before. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's in the Bible. The Bible says they're going to behead us.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. This is what the Muslims, this is where they got theirs. They also are beheading people who won't believe, the infidels who refuse to believe in Allah. Well, the Jews do so too. Now, the Jews say in their Talmud that, of course, they cannot fully institute it.
Right.
right now because they don't have the power. But when they get the power, that's when they... And this is what happened in the Soviet Union. Suddenly the Jews overthrew the Tsar, and Lenin and Trotsky and all the others were Jews. I think 19 of the first 22 in the Politburo were Jews. And that's when they said, now we have these Christians. Now we have them by the, you know what? And they began to slaughter and destroy them.
Right.
And there is a letter from Lenin, and it goes out, to, literally a letter. It went out to all of the Jewish rabbis throughout Russia. And he said, are you pleased with what we're doing? We're closing down all the Christian churches. Now, this is interesting, too. Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the man who was called the conscience of the 20th century.
Yes.
He wrote the Gulag Archipelago, which sold, what, 50 million copies?
Something like
of that. That book.
Yeah.
He says that 70%, a full 70% of all the commandants of the concentration camps in Russia, that's the gulags, had commandants who were Jewish rabbis. Now, that's incredible.
That's sick.
There were thousands of gulags.
Yeah.
And he spent 10 years, Solzhenitsyn spent 10 years in one of them. He should know. But he says that Christians were treated far different. They were tortured. They were hated by the communists. But Jews were treated quite well, you know, Jewish criminals and such that were sent to these camps.
Oh, sure.
Because the Jews really ran the country. For example, Khrushchev, his real name is Nathan Perlmutter. So we have all of these Jews. And of course, this is why they hate Putin. You know, Putin 2 years ago, in a public meeting of rabbis, explained that it was the Jewish religion and the Jewish ideology that caused the murders of so many Christians.
Right.
And boy, I bet those Jews were sitting in their seats, you know, angry at him.
Yeah, sure.
So these are the kinds of things that I write in my Holy Serpent of the Jews. Now, here's the whole thing, Jeff. Should they hide that they've banned my book? Shouldn't they tell? I can't even go home. I went tonight and I looked for it all over the internet.
It's total cowardice, Tex, what they're doing. They're not even, they can't even be honorable enough to say, yeah, we're banning the book. They can't do it.
This is
what they do. I get so tired of it. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jeff. Now, I'm gonna tell your people the truth. I do not accept one penny in royalties on my books. There is really not a profit on my books, but every cent we get for these books goes back into the ministry, and I write other books. That's what I do.
Right.
And that's why I've written so many books, because I don't take this money, okay? It just automatically goes in the ministry. I don't accept any royalties. You know, when we were audited by the IRS, they were sort of amazed about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think American people, and I know especially your audience and my audience, they don't like being told what they can read and what they cannot read. They say, I'll make up my mind for myself. Because the people that listen to Rents or to Tex Mars radio programs, they're thinking people.
Uh-huh.
They want to know the truth. They're angry at this fake news stuff. And so they're going to be angry when they discover this book has been secretly banned by Amazon and cannot even be found on the Amazon's list out of millions of other books. Now, you know, I read recently where Ivanka Trump, Nordstrom lied and said, oh, your clothing line is not safe.
Yeah. It's booming.
It backfired on them because people decided, listen, I'm not going to let you tell me what I can buy and what I can't buy.
That's right.
And recently came out that her clothing line is up 346%. So people went to online and they just bought her clothing. So, I mean, it's a big bestseller.
Sure.
But Nordstrom refuses, you know, because they're trying to ban her. They're trying to embarrass Trump.
It's another slap in the Trump family's face. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what happened to the coffee maker? I can't even remember the
Starbucks.
Name. Starbucks. Thank you, Starbucks.
Yeah, they were going to hire 10,000 Muslims to work in their shops, and guess what? People didn't like that.
No, they didn't. So they just quit buying at Starbucks. They went somewhere else, and there's plenty of other coffee places.
Yeah.
And I don't go to Starbucks. I don't go to Nordstrom. You know, I go somewhere where they'll appreciate people like me. I say Precisely. People like me, people who voted for Trump.
Yeah.
But I pray that people will order this book. And I promise them I will not accept one penny in royalties. So when they're buying this book, what they're doing is contributing to my ministry to go forward and to publish other books. And that's what I'm going to do. I have a great one called The Destiny of the Jews. I'm working on it now. And it will be a truthful book because, you know, I've decided long ago that uh-huh. if I write a book that has anything in it that's not true, I'm going to be sued like crazy. I mean, these people are lining up to try to sue me.
Oh, it's your, of course. It's common sense. It's your best possible protection. And you wouldn't do anything else. You tell the truth. I mean, anyway, go ahead. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, well, you know, I wrote about the New Age movement. I wrote Dark Secrets of the New Age, a landmark bestseller.
Uh-huh.
And that book, I told the truth. And that's what I do. And I love to hear from some people who say, you, even when I get a little typo or a misspelled word, people will write to me. You know, they help me.
Do they?
And that's
nice.
They help keep me straight. Yeah. And I fix it the next edition. You know, that's what we do. We take care of the folks. But in any case, I pray that people will buy this, not for my sake, but I hope they'll buy it like they buy Ivanka Trump's. You know,
now, what we want to do is force Bezos and Amazon to get real, put this book back where it belongs, or at least put up a sign, a notice. We're not selling Tex Mar's book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, because whatever. I don't care. But be honest. Stop being sleazy about it. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, they should tell me why. They can't say you're an anti-Semite.
No, they got to explain why.
Why am I an anti-Semite? I quote all these Jewish rabbis.
All you're doing is actually presenting the best of their whole alleged religion. These people are speaking the highest truths of Judaism. It's right there. It's all right there.
It really is.
Well, you're a marvelous researcher, Tex, and you're working on another one now called The Destiny of the Jews.
Right. The Destiny of the Jews.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to tell people my website if I can.
Well, of course, you click on Tex's name or go ahead and tell them.
Well, it's powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, or they can go to my name, Tex Mars, TexMarrs.com. They'll see a description of this book. I even have, if they'll go over to the archives, uh-huh. there's a whole article on this book, and I talk also about the book being banned and such. But I pray that people will get it. And then, you know, I want people to judge for themselves. We have smart folks that listen to Rents, and
yes,
I want them to get this book.
Yeah.
And if they don't believe this book is true, they should write to me. But when they write to me, they need to tell me why they believe all these other rabbis are liars.
Are liars. Of course. You know, you ought to offer a money-back guarantee on the book, just to be fun, because nobody could ask for their money back on the basis of this being anything less than the truth. So in a way, they'd be beyond hypocritical, and our listeners wouldn't do that. Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, I will do that. I'll be glad to give anybody's money back. Anybody that's not satisfied with this book, write to me, and you don't have to even send me back the book, but be honest about it, and I'll trust you, and you can.
Well, that's amazing. It look, this book is one of a million. You won't find another one like it. Holy Serpent of the Jews by Tex Mars, and I'm amazed at your output, Tex. Amazed. Congratulations on this book. Shame on Bezos and Amazon. I'm sure there are a lot of people there who don't like what he's doing. Let's shame him by making this book as popular as it should be. Holy
right,
Serpent of the
good.
Jews. Yeah. All right, Tex. Thank you, and I'll see you next Monday. All right?
All right, and God bless you, Jeff.
I'm Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. My hope, dear friends, is you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.